Just a few months ago, these peaceful hills in northern Lebanon were filled with the sounds of bombs and mortar fire as the battle for the Syrian city of Homs raged just over the border. For now, the sounds of war have subsided, but the threat of insecurity still lies in the air. 4 years of absorbing Syrian refugees has increased the country's population by 40%, and many Lebanese now feel enough is enough.
Every Syrian person wants to come to Lebanon. Our country is a poor country. We don't have sources, we don't have money. The crime level or the security situation in our country will be more high. And when they don't have money, they don't have work, they don't have any place to live, they will go for stealing.
Indeed, the level of crime in Lebanon has increased dramatically over recent years.
We can see like a new country in our country. There's increasing of population. Of course, there's increasing of the crime.
Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Masalem works for Lebanon's internal security forces. Alongside the agency's normal role, it's also now responsible for policing refugees.
It's not big crimes. The majority of the crimes is, I think, it's illegal entry, thieves and drugs. And a little bit of homicide between Syrian, not Syrian, between Lebanese. All the crimes, it's, I think, due to the image of violence. They came from country full of violence. It's very clear.
But the refugee population has itself been targeted. This year, the government introduced new visa restrictions, including the need for applicants to find a Lebanese sponsor. Across the country, refugees have told me this system is often misused.
Lebanese people need to sponsor us, and this means they can use us as slaves. They say, I'll give you a license for a house. I'll sponsor you if you pay me thousands.
There's a concerted effort by organizations and the local authorities to keep any such tensions at bay.
Our partners have very localized activities where they put groups of refugees, girls, boys, men, women, with the local population to train them to work out differences or tensions in order to prevent conflicts.
Marcel van Maastricht heads the UN Refugee Agency's office in southern Lebanon. Despite the country's long history of violent sectarianism, this influx of over 130,000 mostly Sunni Syrian refugees to the mainly Shia south hasn't inflamed religious tensions there.
In Lebanon, both Shia and Sunni communities, and to a large extent also the refugees, they're very aware of the potential risks. So within the communities, there's a lot of effort to, if there is a conflict, and we just saw it recently, to make sure that it doesn't spread, that it doesn't turn into a conflict along sectarian lines. The fact that we haven't seen these conflicts is not coincidence. There's quite some efforts that go into that, which is, I think, all to be complimented on the Lebanese authorities and population.
For now, Lebanon's delicate political and religious balance is withstanding these pressures. But authorities are crying out for assistance for a country at breaking point. Nancy Fleming for RFI in Lebanon.